Art, for folks who haven't followed his career and to shed light on the widespread shock and grief about his death, who was Junior Seau?
He was one of the most respected, ebullient, gregarious, and successful football players in NFL history. He had a 20-year career and was a Pro Bowler 14 times. He grew up in San Diego, went to USC, was drafted in the first round by his hometown team, the San Diego Chargers, where he starred and got them into their only Super Bowl in 1994. And he also had a brain. He also had a heart. And his philanthropy, his passion, his intellect, and his overall friendly demeanor was widely known and widely admired. And that's why this was such a profound gut punch to the NFL community and the sports world at large. This man made a huge impact on many people.
Has the connection been made yet between any possible head injury he may have suffered during his long career and what may have led up to him committing suicide?
Not yet. There is a suicide note, and we don't know the contents yet. But there's a lot of people in the pro football community who are making some connections about that, and it's not without foundation, because more than 1,000 NFL retired players are suing the league now over what they claim is neglect of the issues of head trauma to long-term brain function consequence. And the NFL has responded. They changed the rules of the game last year in mid-season to try to minimize the damage that may be coming from consistent collisions. And there's even more urgency to do it now, because the prominence of Junior Seau and the potential likelihood that there is something here. He committed suicide in the fashion that another great player did of the 1980s, Dave Duerson, left a suicide note and shot himself in the chest so that, according to the note, his brain could be used as part of the study that is going on now to try to analyze consistent brain trauma and subsequent behavioral and functional problems in retired players.
And such tragically ironic timing, his suicide coming the week that suspensions are handed out to current and former players of the New Orleans Saints.
Right. The phrase, unfortunately, is called Bounty Gate, but the NFL punished four players, including a year-long suspension for one of them, for their participation in a reward system that paid money to players to knock opponents out of the game. And the players are protesting madly because they think that this is diminishing the game. They think it's a threat to their livelihoods because the rules changes are so dramatic. And so you have this irony here of the owners attempting to protect the players from themselves for engaging in this violent struggle. But players are willing to jeopardize their health in the face of this increasing knowledge about brain trauma, because they know that they can make in 3 to 4 years all the money that they'll probably ever need to make to live a good life. The problem is that that good life is shown to be more and more compromised by the damage one does playing in football. And I think just about every parent of a football-playing child is watching this. And so it's increased the tension in the NFL right now to a level that I've never seen. And it's a genuine threat to the success of the most successful sports enterprise in American history.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Teal joins us every week at this time. His website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. You can download Sports with Art Teal and other KPLU commentaries at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.